Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chuck Martin's here. Chuck's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the mobile evangelist, and he's been talking to us for a long time now about the digital age and how you and I are going to be successful. He's written a number of books on the topic. His brand new book is called The Third Screen: Marketing to Your Customers in a World Gone Mobile. And folks, you know how I feel about this. I've been telling you for a long time, if you're a small business owner and you don't have a smartphone, you don't know what your customer expectations are. Chuck Martin, welcome back. What do you think?
Hey, Jim. How are you? Good to be here.
Good to have you back. What do you think about what I just said?
It's totally true. I know we've been talking about this for some time over the years. The small business person has a real opportunity in this environment, but they've got to sort of catch up. It's like back in the mid-90s, if a small business wasn't looking at the web, they were really going to be disadvantaged. Now, if they're not looking at mobile, they're going to also be at a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the things I try to remind people about is there are people out there who, and not only in third world countries, not only in other parts of the world, but in the United States, who now have smartphones, who either never have had or don't use very much their PCs anymore. And maybe they never had a PC. Maybe never will have a PC because their computer, their connection to everything that they think they need is being held in their hand.
Yeah, there are a lot of countries, actually, and a lot of people in countries that they have only accessed the internet-worked world from a mobile phone, mainly because it's essentially cheaper and easier, and they couldn't do it before. So the idea before, if you think way back when, what a phone was for, you would pick it up and have a dial tone, the landline, of course, have a dial tone. But if you didn't have any information about who to contact or how to contact them, or the other person didn't have a dial tone, then you couldn't reach them. So it was really every phone added to every phone became highly more valuable. With mobile, it's not about going person to person. It's about connecting into the world, into the networked world. So mm-hmm. once you've got a mobile device and you're in another country, you plug into the internet work environment, and you basically have access to everything. And there are right now 98 countries where there are more, the number of phones, mobile phone subscriptions, exceeds the entire population of the country.
Oh, yeah.
So people are doing it.
Yeah, so mobile folks, I call it in the speech that I'm giving these days, Chuck. I call it global mobile, and when you talk about these things, and you talk about the ability for people to do business over, you know, and if you've got something you can transport electronically, you can avoid customs by going across country lines and across the ocean over. With kind of capability to people who, as you say, as we have said, never have had a PC. The only power that they've had has been what they hold in their hand. So I've been encouraging small business owners to make sure that even if you don't need a new phone, go get a smartphone and start using it. Download some apps. Start seeing what how people are using it, because otherwise you're not. If you're not doing something to make mobile to be an advantage when people use their phone to contact you or to find you, if you're not doing something about that, you're losing relevance. You're becoming day by day a little bit more irrelevant to customers. What do you think?
Yeah, it's totally true. If you look just at Christmas on Christmas, just a few days ago, the number of mobile phones activated was really astonishing. There were 7 million in the U.S., 7 million new Apple and Android devices activated in
right.
one day. That's 7 million on one day, which is extraordinary. I mean, the day before, there were for the first previous 20 days before that, there were 1.5 million, but 7 million in one day is an increase of more than 300%.
Wow.
So a lot of people got smartphones for Christmas. And if you
those people were your prospects and your customers.
Totally.
And they are they're going to use that phone. They're going to use that phone for local search in a way that you can't even imagine. And if you're not available in a local search, if your phone number is not clickable, where they can literally scroll down and over your phone number and click and dial the number, then they're going to go somewhere else because somebody else has their number clickable, and you became irrelevant if you're not. We're going to come back and talk about some mobile statistics after these messages with our good friend Chuck Martin. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.